Dillard, how are you? Can you hear me?
Did we have an appointment? Yeah, did we have an appointment this past Saturday?
No, sir. We were scheduled.
Okay. Yeah. I was out of town. I went to Omaha with my girlfriend for about a week and a half, and then I was at her house for about 4 days because she got sick with bronchitis, and so I stayed there to kind of take care of her until she went to the hospital and got her meds and whatnot. So, yeah, I just got back. I drove back over, you know, back to Virginia Saturday. So, yeah, I've just been here for the weekend. But, yeah, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so she's all healed better? Is that what you said?
Yeah, she's getting better. They put her on leave for about 3 or 4 days from work and to get better, because I don't know if it's something she got while she was out there or what happened, but yeah, I didn't get it, so I don't know.
Sure. Well, you know. Luckily, you know everybody's safe and sound. Sounds like.
Yeah.
That was a long trip back.
Sure.
I bet.
Yeah, I haven't had time to do anything. Like I said, I left after that talk we had, and I left that day next day, and went out there and did everything with them, and just got back. I haven't really done anything to the house, just for the simple fact that I've been here, but I just haven't had time. I've been running around, going to the grocery store, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Cutting the grass, stuff like that. I haven't had time to do anything else. So, yeah, that's kind of where I am right now.
Roof coming along or no?
The what? No, it hadn't done anything yet. The reason being is because I had scheduled the other contractor to come out and give me an estimate on Saturday while I was driving back on Saturday. So I had to reschedule that for this coming weekend. So this coming weekend, I'm going to meet with them and get an estimate from them for doing the siding and the flashing and the window. Once I do that, I can send everything in to, to get everything rolling. But, yeah, none of that's happened yet. It's not going to happen anytime soon. I'll be willing to bet you it won't happen within a month. So, but once I get everything turned in, it's turned in, they acknowledge it, this, that, and the other, through the mortgage company, and then we can go ahead and get the ball rolling and get everything taken care of. Yeah. Get it done.
Okay. Well.
Kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know you're back and forth a lot, traveling and things.
Yep.
So.
Well, I'm not traveling to her house, I don't think, until July. So the whole month of the rest of this month in June, I'll be here. But I said, I just got a bunch of stuff going on. So most of the things I'm going to be able to do is going to be on the weekends, because I think I'm going to go back to work and, whatever.
I'm good.
That's where I'm at now. Yeah.
Well, we still want to work with you on the house, and
okay,
I know you got a couple things that you need to take care of.
Yeah,
is there anything? I guess one of the things that I thought about is, depending on your timeline. I mean, you're not in a huge hurry to sell, are you?
No, I was looking at like fall. I mean, if it comes up and we can sell it faster, so be it. But like I said, with me going back to work and paying old bills and getting everything straight, I mean, everything is up to date, mortgage, this, that, and the other. But, I've got some old credit card bills I got to pay off, so I'm going to be working some hours. But, so that's kind of where I'm at. I'm just trying to get my head above water, get out of debt, As I was working, I was debt-free. I mean, I just had my house and my truck, and that was pretty much the debt I had. But, everything else, I was pretty much debt-free on. So that's where I'm at. I just want to get back to work and get back out in the community and be out there working every day,
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at. Yeah.
So you're taking more fall?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I
Okay.
mean, you know, it's kind of up in the air now. I mean, it's just I was talking with my girl the whole time we were gone, and you know, that's kind of what we talked about. And you know, I mean, I don't want to do a huge rush sale because then, you know, I'm not getting what I want, and they're getting what they want, but I'm not getting what I want, so to speak. And I want to make sure this thing has a new roof on it, you know, and whatever else needs to be fixed prior to that happening. You know, I don't want to just I don't want to just throw that money away from the insurance company and whatnot, you know, because I go to get, you know, homeowners insurance again, you know, it could be like a blemish on me or whatever. So I want to take care of all this before I do anything about selling the house, unless it's just a cash offer and it's, you know, what I'm looking at. So, but I know that's probably not going to happen because I know what the market value is, and nobody wants to pay you a cash offer for market value anymore.
Right. Well, cash is king. I mean, you know, there's no secret there.
It is, but if it's 40 below or 30 below what it could sell for on the open market, I mean, you know, I have another real estate lady that not that I'm not signed with anybody, but she contacted me before you did, and he had it listed at 290. So I was like, so that's kind of where I was going with it too. So, because I know what the houses around me are selling for, you know, new houses with no acreage, they're selling for 285. You know, so I was like, yeah, I get it. You know, everything in here is not new, and I get, you know, it's a lived-in house, but at the same time, I just think that, you know, being it's a house and it has acreage, I think there should be bring a lot more money than that.
Sure. Well, you know, there's several different ways that you can do it. You know, it's really just depends on you. You know, you're not in a huge rush.
Yeah, I mean, I like to get the roof on here, the siding fixed, and the window fixed before I sell it. I know if an investor comes in and says, "Look, I'll give you 260, 270 for it right now," you know, and I don't know
Okay.
how do you assume a loan? I don't understand how that happens. What is that, just sign paperwork transferring it to you?
Basically. Yeah, it's
Basically.
just paperwork.
And what does that mean for me? Is there a closing cost or anything like that?
Mean, depends on who you work with, you know, but in our circumstance, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, because I couldn't afford a closing cost right now to save life.
Right. I mean,
Like I
something that we
said,
could, you know, that we talked about, you know, we could do, I think.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What?
That's something that we can discuss. You know, we've discussed it before,
Yeah.
but you know, you kind of mentioned that it didn't make sense for you.
Yeah, $20,000 over, you know, what I owe is kind of low for the size of land, you know, for the community and stuff. You know, I don't know.
What's a reasonable number then?
I mean, if I know that it'll list for 290 and probably sell for that, and I don't know where the market is as far as people or, you know, what they're bidding on, because I basically gave the guy what he wanted to kind of get the house to get it away from somebody that was trying to give him, you know, 210 or something like that below what he was asking. I did that just to get the house. But I don't know if anybody are bidding like that anymore on houses. I know there aren't a lot of houses in Amelia selling. You know, I know
Yeah.
people don't have a lot of houses here selling just for the simple fact that, you know, I've looked. There aren't a lot of houses selling out here. If they are, they're selling further out west towards Farmville area. So, people are looking for something that's close, you know, Chesterfield, so they can just drive out of their driveway and get on 360 and drive to Chesterfield and work. So I know there's a convenience there as far as my house is concerned.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. So, like I said, I know I wouldn't be able to walk away from it for except for like maybe 260. I know that's worth it. So, listing it for 290, I mean, you know, that'd be great because then I'd walk away with cash in hand, and you know, I could use that money to buy a house when I move over to Kentucky.
So I guess maybe I'm confused. I thought you were moving with your girlfriend.
I am.
Okay. But
She lives in Kentucky.
so y'all are gonna move together? And then buy something?
Buy something later. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Yep.
we're interested, but the thing is regardless of who you talk to, an investor is not gonna, they're not gonna be, they're not gonna be at the number that you want them to be at. And
Yeah, and that's the reason why I said I was gonna wait and get this roof on here, siding fixed, everything, pressure wash front deck, fix anything that needs to be fixed if it's broke or it's more than 4 or 5 years old, like the water heater, something to that nature. Then put a new one in, and that way when somebody walks in the house and they're buying it, there's a lot of new stuff in here. They don't have to do a lot of upgrades, they can just move and live.
sure.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, I mean, we still want to work with you in one way or the other, and we know the area, so we know you want to get the most out of your property, and we're willing to help you do it.
I got you. Yep. So, like I said, let me get the roof on here and the siding fixed and the window fixed and all that crap done. And then, that'll be in a sellable state,
Okay.
and with me working and everything, it's gonna be hard to kind of do anything during the week, so I have to do something on the weekends. I'll try to
Okay.
come out and look at it. But yeah, let me get the
Yep.
roof on here and whatnot, and then we'll go from there. We'll get everything straight from there, okay?
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.